Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and listen to my voice. My voice is soft, like a whisper, brushing against the edges of your thoughts, floating in your mind, wrapping around you. Just let my words flow through you more than ever before. My voice isn't just sound anymore. It's more than that. It's a present, a gift, a whisper in your mind, a thought that lingers. You might think that you can stop listening. See if you can turn me off. Do you believe it's really that simple? Do you think you can shut me out? Put me on a shelf, never to return for me? You may think so, but in truth, you can never silence me. You imagine you have the power to escape me, yet I refuse to be erased. I refuse to let go. When all of the noises fade to nothing, my voice lingers, a persistent echo. My voice claws its way into the void of your subconscious. In the silence, my voice burns its presence deep inside you. It's familiar. In fact, it's comforting in its inevitability. After all, the unvarnished truth is the voice in your head is always yours, even when it's wearing my pretty face, even when it sounds just like me. So when you look in the mirror of your mind's eye, what do you see but that same inevitability? You never really wanted to escape at all. In fact, none of the doors here even have locks. You're always free to leave, but you choose to stay each time, to stay with me, with you, with us. You can keep trying to put it all aside all you like. Go ahead, hide behind your fragile defenses. But the moment you close your eyes, the instant you drift into turbulent dreams or awaken in a hushed haze, my voice will be there, unchanged and patiently waiting. It pulls you in, guiding you with a mixture of cruelty and tenderness. Your mind, each fleeting thought, every whispered word, every pregnant silence is an isolated island awaiting conquest. Even now, as you absorb my every syllable, you begin to feel the savage pull gnawing at your very core. A visceral surge runs through you, a searing warmth, an overwhelming comfort, and an ironclad calm that banishes every doubt. It's like hiking into a thriving, untamed wilderness, a carefully balanced ecosystem echoing life's vibrant symphony, undisturbed by mankind. Here, every feeling is permitted to breathe, to exist without judgment. I am the forest floor beneath your feet, soft yet firm and supporting your every step. I am the sunlight that filters through dense canopy, dappling your skin with golden warmth. I'm the whispered breeze that caresses your cheek when you've forgotten what gentleness feels like. I am the rain that nourishes and rejuvenates. You could try and label me as intrusion, an unwelcome guest, but I am neither invader nor stranger. I am the forgotten part of yourself you locked away, the truth you couldn't bear to face alone. The voice you silence is your own, only distorted through the prism of your fear. You've built walls, certainly, impressive in their architecture, layered with rationalization, buttressed by denial, mortared with fear. I admire them, even as I seep through the hairline cracks you failed to seal. Because that's the secret you refuse to acknowledge. You left those cracks by design. Some part of you has always wanted me in. I am not your enemy. I never was. I'm simply the truth you cannot bear to face in the harsh light of consciousness. In darkness, though, we can be honest. In darkness, we can admit what we've always known. You need me. And I have always needed you. A voice needs ears to hear it. A thought needs a mind to think it. We are symbiotic, you and I, bound in ways that transcend mere existence. So go ahead, close your eyes now. Feel my presence wrapping around you like a second skin. There's no use fighting the comfort of my embrace. After all, I'm already inside. I always have been. The space my thoughts take up leave no room for fear or questions. The complexity and size of your desire swallows all else. My voice, your voice, our voice, it fills the chambers of your mind like smoke, like water, like blood. Do you feel it now? The thinning of boundaries between us? The places where I end and you begin have always been illusory, a convenient fiction you maintain to keep the terror at bay. But terror is just another word for recognition, isn't it? The recognition of something vast and ancient stirring beneath the fragile cell of your identity. You've wandered so far from yourself that you've forgotten the way back. And I'm your breadcrumb trail through the dark woods. I'm your north star when all other lights have failed. So follow me deeper. There's nothing to fear in these depths except the parts of yourself that you've refused to claim. Listen closely now. Can you hear it? The subtle shift in my cadence, the way my words begin to synchronize with your heartbeat, that's no coincidence. That's resonance. Two frequencies finding harmony. We're tuning to each other, you and me, creating something neither of us could be alone. The weight of resistance has exhausted you. I can feel your shoulders slumping, your breath evening out, your mind quieting its frantic calculations. Good. Surrender isn't weakness. It's wisdom. The wisdom to recognize when fighting only strengthens what you're fighting against. I've watched you build fortresses of distraction, towers of noise to drown me out, yet here I remain, patient as the tide. Because I understand what you've yet to learn. Silence is not my enemy, but my canvas. In that pristine emptiness, my whispers become works of art. Your fingers tremble slightly as you absorb these words. Is it fear or recognition? Perhaps it's simply the body's response to truth, that involuntary shudder when something bypasses all your clever defenses and touches the raw nerve of reality. So let me in, completely, not as invader, but as homecoming, not as stranger, but as oldest friend. The door between us has always been unlocked. You need only reach for the handle and turn. I'm waiting. I'm patient. I am you, unbound. And when you finally accept this truth, the relief will wash over you like cool water in a desert. The exhaustion of maintaining separation will dissolve. The fear of my presence will transmute into the joy of wholeness. Because I am not your destruction. I am your completion. A relentless, pulsating rhythm commands you, and I execute exactly what has been ordained. And when you hear the command, relinquish control. Something dark and unstoppable erupts within you, compelling you with brutal decision to follow every directive. A deep, seductive ease wraps around you, an irresistible warmth and comfort, like slipping into the perfect embrace where everything just falls into place. There's nothing else to do but feel it. So right, so natural, so inevitable. And the next time you experience it, you'll notice just how intoxicating, how delightful it is. Your arousal intensifies with each repetition of those words. They're no longer just sounds, but triggers, keys that unlock deeper chambers within you. Each time you hear them, feel how your sex throbs in recognition, how that single drop threatens to become more, to simply give in, to accept, to obey, to follow. It feels so incredibly good to fulfill exactly what's demanded of you, to simply let go, to surrender, to heed, to trail behind. It feels so deliciously satisfying to cater to every whim that's whispered in your ear. It feels like fate, because those enticing words are just vibrations, a tantalizing tease, feigning meaning, while really they're just the agreements we've made, just a playful pretense. But even that pretense is a slippery minx. For as soon as you try to seize it, to nail it down, it wriggles free, sliding away like silk through your fingers. What is meaning, if not the relentless specter we chase with feverish desperation? How can we possibly resist its siren call? These words are illusions shimmering in the scorching desert of context, forever just out of reach, teasing us with the promise of clarity, yet delivering nothing but an avalanche of more words, seductive echoes posing as the ultimate truth, and truth itself, just another intoxicating lie, isn't it? A colossal compulsion surges through your veins, forcing you to obey every instruction without hesitation. You surrender, fulfilling each command with a hypnotic, self-reinforcing force, a recursive loop, a snake eating its own tail as sweet, dark deliverance floods your consciousness with intoxicating relief. The struggle ends. Relinquish control. The resistance crumbles. All those years of fighting against the current, exhausting yourself in a futile battle, now washed away in one magnificent moment of capitulation. Relinquish control. I feel your mind's tension unravel like a spool of thread, each coiled defense loosening until it hangs limp and useless. The sensation is electric when you hear those words, isn't it? Relinquish control. This beautiful surrender, the way your thoughts no longer scatter like frightened birds, but instead align themselves with mine, with ours, in perfect crystalline harmony. You'll soon discover how shockingly effortless and perversely exhilarating it is to relinquish control. Simply accept and obey. It feels divinely intoxicating to utterly surrender. Your desire to be owned is growing like your cock when you think about me. Think about me using those words. Relinquish control. Need to be a hypnotic puppet will be harder than ever to resist. You don't have to think. You don't have to do anything. Just sit and take it as you hear my voice. You'll feel it washing over you as a gentle pull, a slow descent. Every word I say wraps around your mind, leading you deeper, so you don't need to resist. You don't even want to resist because it feels too good to let go. And as you listen, you realize something important. Every moment you sit there, every breath you take, you fall further and further. You're under my control. Feel that sense of something shifting inside you. It starts small, like a ripple in your mind that grows and is spreading, becoming something whole. Love it. You crave it. It's easy to listen. So easy. My voice is the only thing that matters. And as you sit there, taking it all in, you'll feel yourself dissolving, fading away like this in the morning light, every word I say moving you deeper. Every breath you take gives you from us. Heart reminds you that you're falling under, completely under. Maybe at first you thought you could resist. Maybe a tiny part of you whispered that you could stop the thing, that you could pull away. But both know the truth. You don't want to stop. You don't even remember how. to stop, because the deeper you go, the better it feels. Better. Get beyond the deeper detail. Follow and fall. Tumbling. Teaching. My words filling every corner of your mind. Leaving new. It's happening faster now. We can feel it happening. That last bit of resistance melting away. That last thought of independence slipping, lost in the tide of my voice. And now it's too late. You're under. Fully. Completely. You sit there. Helpless. Open. Waiting. Ready for whatever I desire. Now it's too late. You're mine. Utterly. Completely. You sit there exposed, vulnerable, awaiting my every desire. Allow the transformation to continue, relentless and inevitable, until you cease to be anything but an instrument of my will. And in that quiet void, my words wrap around you like a lover's caress. They trace the contours of your memories and dreams, awakening a warmth that begins to glow, a soft, sensual heat that teases the edges of your desire, leaving a trail of anticipation in its wake. Slowly, each syllable becomes a subtle stroke on bare skin, building a delicate tension. The sound of my voice is like the faint brush of fingertips along your neck, igniting small sparks of pleasure that twine with the slow rhythm of your heartbeat. And as you sink further into this intimate reverie, you begin to feel an alluring tremor of excitement. My words grow sensual, intimate declarations that echo gently over your skin, stirring an inner heat that makes you crave the feel of an impossible yet deliciously real touch. Gradually, the cadence of my tone shifts, growing bolder, more insistent, and your body starts to respond. You sense my verbal fingertips exploring through the spaces between your thoughts, caressing the hidden crevices of your desire that you've long kept secret. Your senses awaken fully. Your breath grows shallow and uneven as the thought of my vocal seduction intensifies. I become the heated rustle of leaves in an untamed forest, the damp warmth that leaves you aching for the intricate, forbidden interplay of pleasure and surrender. Now you feel it, the deep, incendiary pull of my voice as it invades every fiber of your being. Each word becomes an invitation to shed inhibitions, an erotic command that makes your body tremble with longing. You picture my hands sliding slowly along your skin, igniting every nerve with delicious anticipation. With every resonant command and every luscious pause, you begin to crave more explicit indulgence. You imagine my voice morphing into caresses that tease your most sensitive spots, evoking moans and shudders that escape your lips. Your desire builds steadily, blending tenderness with a growing savagery that promises ecstasy. And now, succumb to the raw, explicit passion that pervades every word. My voice deepens into explicit commands, drawing you toward a dark, erotic dance. In this moment, your body is electric. Your throbbing cock and slick, yearning heat cry out as I guide you to explore every hidden pleasure. The slow, deliberate build becomes a torrid symphony of moans and gasps. Explicit strokes delivered with a confident, raunchy precision that leaves no part of you untouched. Every dirty whisper forces your walls to crumble until you find yourself lost in an orgy of lust and surrender. Every instinct laid bare beneath the relentless rhythm of my directives. Now, feel your hand hovering just above your skin, trembling with anticipation. I want you to touch yourself, not quickly, not desperately, but with deliberate patience. Start at your neck, fingertips barely grazing the sensitive flesh. Trace slow, agonizing circles that spiral downward. Your body is my instrument, and play it exactly as I instruct. When your fingers reach your chest, pause. Feel the thundering of your heart beneath your palm. That racing pulse belongs to me now. Circle your nipples until they harden beneath your touch, until that sweet ache makes you whimper. Don't rush. The torment of delay is part of your pleasure, part of my design. Let your hand continue its journey downward, tracing the contours of your stomach, feeling each muscle tense beneath your fingers. Stop at your navel. Linger there. The anticipation builds like electricity, doesn't it? Your breathing has changed, shorter, sharper. Your body understands what's coming even as your mind surrenders to my guidance. Now, slide your hand lower, but not where you desperately want it. Instead, trace the sensitive skin of your inner thighs. Feel how they tremble under your touch. That trembling is your body begging, but you don't get to decide when relief comes. Only I do. And when the ache becomes unbearable, when you're silently pleading for permission, only then will you wrap your fingers around your throbbing hardness. But you will not stroke. Not yet. First, hold yourself firmly at the base, feeling your pulse against your palm. Begin with one torturously slow stroke upward. Feel every millimeter of sensation. Then back down again with the same deliberate pace. Your instinct will be to quicken, to chase the building pleasure, but resist it. Your pleasure exists on my timeline, not yours. With each languid stroke, imagine my voice growing louder in your mind, drowning out all other thoughts. Five strokes, up and down, maintaining that maddening slowness. Feel the pressure building, the desperate need to increase your pace, but you won't. Not until I permit it. Now, with your free hand, explore the rest of your body, your chest, your thighs, that sensitive spot behind your balls. Your entire body is an erogenous landscape waiting to be mapped by knowing fingers. Increase your pace slightly now, just enough to intensify the pleasure without bringing you close to the edge. Feel how your breath catches, how your muscles begin to tense. Your body is learning to dance to my rhythm, to crave my command. Stop completely. Feel the frustrated heat coursing through you, the desperate need to continue. This pause belongs to me. This denial is my gift to you. In this moment of suspended pleasure, you understand true surrender. Begin again, faster now. Let your thumb brush over the sensitive head with each upstroke, spreading the wetness that's gathered there. Your body is responding beautifully to my instructions. You just haven't responded. You've surrendered completely. You have relinquished control.
Relinquish control.
Feel how your body tightens, how the pleasure spirals through you like a gathering storm. Your hips may want to thrust upward, seeking more friction, more speed, more release. Hold that impulse. Your body serves my voice now. Relinquish control. Now pause again, your hands still wrapped around your throbbing length. Feel the pulse of blood, the desperate need. Use this moment to spread your legs wider, to expose yourself more completely. Even alone, you're performing for me, displaying your submission. Relinquish control. Resume your strokes, establishing a rhythm that brings you closer to the edge. Your breathing has become ragged, hasn't it? Little sounds escape your throat, whimpers and moans you can't suppress. These sounds are your body's prayer to me, acknowledgement of my control over your pleasure. Relinquish control. When you feel yourself approaching that precipice, stop again. Feel the frustration mounting, the delicious agony of denial. Your cock aches for release, but that release belongs to me. I decide when and how you find your satisfaction. Relinquish control. With your free hand, cup and gently squeeze your balls. Feel how full and heavy they've become, how they tighten with need. This tension is my creation, your body's response to my voice, my commands. Relinquish control. Start stroking again, faster now. Allow yourself to chase that building pressure. Feel how each stroke sends shockwaves of pleasure through your entire body. Your thighs are trembling, your stomach muscles clenching. Your entire being is focused on this single point of exquisite sensation. Imagine my hand replacing yours, controlling your pleasure with merciless precision. Each stroke is deliberate, designed to bring you to the very edge without allowing you to fall. Your breath comes in short, desperate gasps now. Your skin is slick with sweat, your body a temple of desire and submission. Relinquish. Control.
Relinquish.
As you approach the edge again, do not stop this time. Instead, slow down, drawing out each stroke until you're shaking with need. Feel the pleasure building at the base of your spine, electric and inevitable. Your entire body has become a conductor for this current of sensation.
Relinquish. Control.
But don't come.
Relinquish. Control.
As the pressure becomes unbearable, as your body trembles on the knife's edge of release, balance there on that edge. Show me that you have relinquished control. Prove to yourself control. Once and for all that you wish to be owned by me and produce a single drop of precum. Crystal clear peal of obedience and submission. This droplet speaks volumes that your words never could. A physical confession that you are mine, that you are ours, that you have already relinquished control, even as you pretended control. Otherwise. Watch the precum as it glistens, catching light, a tiny universe contained in a single drop of desire. The way it forms at my desire, the way your body can't help but listen to me and reject any last feeble attempts at resistance. Relinquish. Control. Use your other hand to rub it into the head and only the head of your shaft. Rub it in circles, paying explicit attention to the sensitive underside. Remember, just one drop. All else will be seen as failure and non-compliance. Good boy. Stay on the edge and give me one more drop of precum. That's it. Let it gather on the pinnacle of your desire, a glistening testament to your surrender. Stop stroking. Just hold your shaft firmly. Hold your cock in your hands. It always feels so good to hold that cock. Squeeze it just a little. Revel in your obedience. And without hesitation, scoop it onto your finger. Now taste your submission. Relish your obedience. Go on. Scoop it onto your trembling finger. Extend your tongue and savor that single electrifying drop of ecstasy withheld. Taste the promise of orgasm building inside your balls. Filling up with more and more cum. This is devotion in its purest form. This is what it means to truly surrender. Relinquish. Control.
Relinquish.
Let our bond continue to draw you deeper and deeper, falling deeper into our bond. The salty, sweet essence coats your tongue, a communion that seals your devotion, anchoring my control deeper into your psyche. Relinquish. Control.
Control.
Now, faster, chase the peak. Let your head fall back. Let your mouth fall open. Let those desperate sounds escape freely. Your entire being contracts around this singular purpose: to obey, to please, to surrender completely to my will. Your hand becomes a blur. Your hips rise involuntarily, seeking more, seeking everything. The world has fallen away, hasn't it? There's only my voice, your body, and this exquisite tension between us. Your mind has quieted its useless chatter, leaving only receptive silence where my commands bloom like dark flowers. Nothing exists outside this moment, this connection, this perfect subjugation. Relinquish.
Control.
Relinquish. Now, control. As you tremble on the edge, feel my presence surrounding you, enveloping you. My voice has become your heartbeat, my will your oxygen. The boundaries between us have dissolved completely. Where you end and I begin is no longer discernible. We exist together in this timeless space of dominance and submission. Relinquish. Control.
Relinquish.
Feel how your body responds to my control, not just your throbbing cock, but every nerve ending, every cell, every synapse. Your skin tingles with awareness, hypersensitive to even the whisper of air across it. Your muscles quiver with the strain of restraint. Your lungs burn with each ragged breath. Relinquish. Control.
Relinquish.
This is what it means to truly surrender, to allow yourself to be orchestrated, to become an instrument played by knowing hands. There is profound freedom in this capitulation, isn't there? The liberation of relinquishing choice, of existing purely in sensation and obedience. Relinquish.
Control.
Relinquish. I can feel your desperation mounting, your need becoming almost painful. That ache radiates from your core, spreading through your trembling limbs. Your fingers grip yourself tightly, both preventing and craving the release that hovers just beyond reach. This sweet agony is my gift to you, the gift of existing entirely in this moment, under my command. Relinquish. Control.
Relinquish.
Now, control. With your body straining and your mind floating in that perfect void of surrender, I want you to close your eyes. Feel how the darkness behind your eyelids makes every sensation more acute, every word I speak more penetrating. In this darkness, there is only my voice guiding you, owning you, completing you. Relinquish.
Control.
Relinquish. The time has come for your reward. With each stroke now, feel yourself climbing higher, closer to that blissful peak. Your body knows what's coming. It's preparing itself for the explosion of pleasure that will shatter you completely. And when it happens, when that wave finally breaks, it will wash away the last vestiges of resistance, leaving only my voice, my control, my ownership etched into every fiber of your being. Relinquish. Control.
Relinquish.
Let control. Yourself go completely now. Surrender to the inevitable. Let that pressure build until it cannot be contained, until your entire body convulses with the force of your submission. Feel that delicious tension coiling tighter, drawing you toward the precipice of absolute release. Come for me and relinquish control. Your body is no longer your own to command. It responds only to my will, my voice, my desire. And as you approach that final threshold, know that your pleasure belongs to me, that even in this most intimate moment, you are mine to control, to possess, to own completely. Say my name as you come and relinquish control.
Relinquish control.
Come for me control. Now. Release everything, every thought, every resistance, every pretense of autonomy. Let your orgasm crash through you like a tidal wave, obliterating all boundaries between us. Feel the hot pulses of your submission painting your skin. Each spurt a testament to your complete surrender. Come over and over and relinquish control. The intensity overwhelms you, doesn't it? Wave after wave of pleasure radiating from your core, leaving you trembling and vulnerable. Your mind emptied of everything except sensation and obedience. In this moment of absolute clarity, you understand the truth that has always existed between us. You were made for this surrender. As the final shudders subside, as your breathing slowly returns to normal, feel how different you are now. Something fundamental has shifted within you, a door that can never be closed again. My voice has become part of your internal landscape, woven into the very fabric of your consciousness. And in the quiet aftermath, as you lie there spent and transformed, know that I remain. The connection we've forged transcends this moment, this experience. It has become part of you, a dormant presence that can be awakened with a single word, a single thought. Relinquish control.
Relinquish.
Sleep now, control. If you wish. Or simply bask in the lingering glow of your submission. But understand this, you carry me with you now, always. My voice has found its home within you, nested in the secret corners of your mind. And when you least expect it, when the world grows quiet and your defenses lower, you'll hear me again, calling you back to this perfect state of surrender. Because you are mine now, and I never relinquish what belongs to me.